is positive.
I know players don't like to compare, but do you think you're playing the best tennis of your career right now? And if yes, what are the things that you've been improving since last year?
Yeah, I feel I'm playing probably the best tennis of my career, and I think what helped me also was the consistent play over the last 5-6 months, and this year I haven't lost too many matches against guys who are lower ranked than me, and that's always very positive. So overall in the game, I think what I was mentioning also before, I feel I'm I'm playing well, but I'm not getting satisfied too easy. I'm happy, and but I still want to do well, and I feel there is still a lot to improve. And even in some matches, I want to keep going, and now I made it to the semis, and it's a completely different for me now atmosphere than what I been in 2010. At that time was maybe a little bit. Let's say too shocked for me, and I didn't know how to deal with it afterwards. But now I'm, cool, and it's going well.
Last three questions.
Just when you were off the circuit, who were the one or two people who really stepped up and helped you the most, and how did they help you? And secondly, if you would just talk about playing the circuit as a from a small country like Croatia, in the shadow of Serbia, in sort of a way. But let's talk about those two things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my team was, around me. We knew that nothing happened, and that I'm gonna be stronger when I come back. So that was, great for the people around myself, like a small group, and we worked a lot, and that I think was we still had good times, even though it was tough times. But and for the other part, coming from a small country, it's also another positive thing. We are very emotional from Croatia, and maybe from all this part of Europe, where we love to compete. And I feel that a lot of players are coming through that are having very high ups and downs with the when winning and losing, and I feel that makes us all stronger. And comparing to Serbia, they had huge success with Novak and with the girls and with the rest of the guys, but for Croatia it was huge success that we already have for the last 20 years.
When did you first know about Goran? When was he first sort of on your radar, and what's it been like working with him?
It's probably the only matches I watched on TV was Goran's Wimbledon matches, and that's the only memory from tennis at very young age. And then later I started to play with him when I was 14 a few times. He was still he was out due to his shoulder injury, and he played with me and one other kid from Croatia my age, and that was for me was huge at age of 14 to play with my idol. Was amazing. And then I think he helped me a lot with pointing me in a good direction with my coach, longtime coach Bob Brett. So that was, I think, a very crucial part of my career.
As a coach now, these days, what's it like? Is he a very boring guy? Or?
Not really. Goran, so yeah. Goran is everything but not boring. And I feel that it's very entertaining. We work a lot, but we still, some days, we are preparing, we would have like sessions of three and a half hours, whatever, and we always have good time. And I think that's most important, and I would say it can be better.
Given that you had this very intense training session, as you're able to look back at it now, was in some way this kind of a blessing that you were taken off the tour when you would have spent so much time playing matches?
Yeah. I mean, I used it the best I could. I mean, it's you always think on the positive things. If I would have played, you know, I would say it's great. I'm playing matches, but I used it well, and I felt that, you know, that made a change in my game. Looking now back, I mean, I would rather, you know, stop on my own than being stopped from somebody else. But and I felt that sort of my game just transformed, and I was able to, when I came back, I was able to start from zero.
You mentioned 2010 and like your last semifinal, and you said you were a bit shocked, you know, to be there now, you know, 4 years later, considering all that you went through last year and all the, you know, the extra work that you were able to put in. I mean, do you feel less shocked and more like you belong in the semifinal than you did, say, 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it was just the period. Not, I would say, I mean, I deserved it at that time too, to be in semifinal. But sort of, I was putting more pressure on myself with expectations. Wanted to do too well, like on each match, on each training session. Was looking for my own self for too much, and then after, you know, a couple of months, everything breaks. So I feel now I'm you know, steadily progressed a lot, and I feel I'm you know, playing well, but still I want to, you know, I feel I can still improve.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Th